Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. I am your host, Jacob Brothers, and I am joined by a new chair, too. I am joined by Garrett O'Toole. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, I am glad to be here. I'm great. I'm really just excited to run down all the things that have happened this week in esports, man, especially collegiate esports. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, and the first segment that we have is an interesting one. It is a fundraising event that happened between the Wounded Warrior Project and the University of Albany Esports. So on April 25th, they had a little, not really fundraising event, it was more of an awareness event where UAlbany Esports and the WWP played League of Legends ARAMs and Madden 21 against each other, kind of to raise awareness about it. They kind of took turns being like, here's who the WWP is, here's who UAlbany Esport is, here is our cool little esports arena, and I think it went pretty well. It's interesting that it happened this way because the WWP has held events before, but they've never gone collegiate.
Yeah, like you said, a collegiate for the first time, and I honestly think this is a great opportunity for, you know, the WWP, the Wounded Warrior Project, because it's their opportunity to really showcase that collegiate esports is there, and it's an option for, you know, people part of that project after they're done with their service. You know, they're trying to figure out what to do in college. Esports is a great outlet for those people, that huge influx of veterans that are coming into college that are more interested in video games. I'm very excited to see what sort of collaborations we'll see in the future with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, it was the merger was interesting to me as well, because when I think about like military involvement at the collegiate level, we've only seen it in esports world with like the Army school and the Navy school, while when I would walk around the UNLV campus, recruitment was everywhere. And so it's kind of interesting to see that we haven't seen much of that yet at this level. But what I will say about this event is that I wish it could have been more public, and I wish it could have run a little bit differently. It was interesting because the first half was League of Legends ARAMs, and that was good. It was casted over, it was talked about. And then when it jumped to Madden, it was silent for an hour. And that seems a little odd to me when you're going to have a Madden match where you could at least be like, hey, you know, here's more information about the WWP, or here's more information about us, here's what we're doing, here's how we compete. And that part of it seemed a little odd.
You know, it could be, you know, their first time and they're just like feeling it around and seeing what works and what doesn't. But like you said, the execution of it was odd at best. But I'm excited to see, you know, this is like the first time they're creaking the door open to esports, especially collegiate esports. So, you know, hopefully they can take some of the notes, some of the things that went wrong, and they can improve upon it the next time around. Because I definitely don't want to see the Wounded Warrior Project go anywhere. I think that'd be a great initiative to have in collegiate esports, and I think it's beneficial to both sides. So I'm really excited to see what happens in the future. But like you said, I think the execution, it definitely could have been better on both sides.
Yeah, but it is a learning experience. So in the future, we do hope to see more WWP involvement. We hope to see more UAlbany esports involvement. And I think that overall charity in esports is always a great thing at collegiate. Involve the kids. It can only get better. So hopefully we see more events like this in the future.
Yeah, honestly, I'm excited to see what the Wounded Warrior Project has in mind. And I'm just excited that they're finally getting involved in collegiate esports. And I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon. I think this was just their first little foray into the scene.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.